Reviewing the war news, U.S. forces have moved into the so-called Red Zone, circling Baghdad. It's part of a two-pronged offensive to open the route for a full-scale assault on Iraq's capital. Army units have attacked Iraq's Republican Guard near the city of Karbala, and to the east, Marines have captured a strategic bridge over the Tigris River at the city of Al-Qut. At midnight Iraq time, U.S. Special Operations Forces staged a dramatic rescue of one Army soldier who had been held prisoner of war in Iraq for 10 days. Private First Class Jessica Lynch of Palestine, West Virginia, was one of 15 soldiers in a convoy that made a wrong turn on March 23rd. Lynch was captured along with some of her comrades, and several others may have been killed. NPR's Alex Chadwick spoke with Navy Captain Frank Thorpe, chief spokesman for the U.S. Central Command in Doha, Qatar.
What can you tell us about the rescue of Private Lynch?
We received information several days ago, intelligence that indicated Private First Class Jessica Lynch was in the Saddam Hospital in the area of Al-Nasiriyya. We planned and executed a mission using the cover of darkness last night to insert special forces via helicopters into the area, went into the hospital, and were able to bring her out and return her back to coalition control.
How long did that take?
It was a very quick operation. As special forces are known to do, they inserted very quickly, got done what they were trying to get done, and left in a matter of minutes.
Can you tell me how many soldiers or special forces operatives took part in this raid?
One thing that's very significant about this event is that it was conducted by special forces. So a lot of the details of the actual operation will continue to be classified and held because these same forces may be used in the future to do this very similar type of operation.
Was the hospital defended by Iraqi soldiers?
The special forces who conducted the raid did come in contact with Iraqi forces. There was combat on the ground, and the hospital was protected to some degree.
Did the special forces take any casualties?
No, we were able to go in and exit without any casualties on the American side.
Have you heard from the unit what Jessica said when they found her? Was she conscious?
We don't have any reports as to Private First Class Lynch's response upon being recovered. We have since heard that she has expressed her jubilation at being returned and being with her fellow Americans. She's actually being treated right now in a medical facility, and her condition is still unknown.
Can you describe her injuries?
We've heard various reports of her injuries, ranging from gunshot wounds and broken bones, but at this point it would be inappropriate for me to be very distinct as to what her injuries are.
Has she been able to call home to her family?
There was a very big effort to connect her with her family back home in Palestine, West Virginia. We're not sure if that call has been made because of the medical treatment she was ongoing as soon as she was recovered.
Newswires are reporting that 11 bodies were found in this hospital with Private Lynch. Do you know if any of those bodies are those of American casualties?
We also had intelligence reports that there were American casualties in and around the vicinity of the hospital. So we, as part of the operation, did remove 11 deceased individuals from the area, and we are working now to identify, one, whether they are Americans to begin with, and if they are our soldiers, and find their identity.
What about the other POWs, Captain Thorpe? Is there any chance that there could be good news about them in the coming days?
I wouldn't want to speculate one way or the other, but I would say this shows the commitment that the United States has to recover these soldiers when they are captured.
U.S. Navy Captain Frank Thorpe, he spoke with NPR's Alex Chadwick.